From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Today I call upon the Congress to promptly pass and to send to the states for ratification an amendment to our Constitution defining and protecting marriage as the union of a man and woman as husband and wife.
It is a terrible day because of what the President of the United States has decided to do to divide the United States of America. That, I think, is shameful.
Our problem essentially is we have been making commitments without focusing on our capability of meeting them. And I think it is terribly important that we communicate to the people who are about to retire what it is they're going to have to live with.
The President has made it very clear that there should be no changes in benefits for retirees or those nearing retirement. The President has also made it very clear that as part of our efforts to strengthen and reform Social Security, we should allow younger workers the opportunity to invest a small portion of their retirement savings in personal retirement accounts.
The core findings of the study are that they had 4,392 priests and deacons with allegations of sexual abuse, 10,667 people who made allegations of sexual abuse against priests or deacons.
As far as it is humanly possible to know such things, I assure you that known offenders are not in the ministry.
I've seen transcripts of Kofi Annan's conversations. In fact, I've had conversations with Kofi in the run-up to war thinking, oh dear, there will be a transcript of this and people will see what he and I are saying.
Those who speak to the Secretary General are entitled to assume that their exchanges are confidential. The Secretary General, therefore, would want this practice stopped if indeed it exists.
I'm not going to comment on the operations of our security services, but I do say this: we act in accordance with domestic and international law, and we act in the best interests of this country, and our security services are a vital part of the protection of this country.
It is a cruel twist of fate that the first free black republic in this hemisphere has had such a long and difficult history of struggle to protect that very freedom. The people of Haiti are today vastly removed from the goals for which they valiantly fought to achieve: political freedom, economic prosperity, and social stability.